All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. Today's May 7th, 2026. It's 9:12 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Steve, you're the chair. Would you like to start?
Steve Borup.
Glenn Gersberger.
Jason Alagues.
Bryce Baker. Arthur Woodbury.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
We'll also note, Glenn, did you tell us you were on?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thanks,
stepped over
Glenn.
Jason.
Okay. We also have Brandon Blazer. He's on a work site, so he'll be joining when he can as well. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing, and that's regarding the amendment to the 2025 budget. So with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
This is Steve. I motion we move to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Steve.
Bryce, I second. Sorry, Jason. Okay.
We'll give it to Christy, Jason, or Bryce. Okay, Bryce. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so now we're in the public hearing, and it's to receive any public comment regarding the budget amendment to the 2025 budget. With that, Lauren, I'll let you walk through it real quick for us.
Okay. So, board, just as a reminder, and let me know if you'd like me to share my screen. The amendment we're doing today is just to the general fund. So it looks like total expenditures were just a little bit higher than projected. We had in the previous budget $53,060. We'll need to amend to $62,936.64. And then also in the general fund, we do need to add a transfer to other funds of $32,721.46. And this is just to repay the project fund for administrative costs that should have been paid from the working capital fund. So just those two there. Oh, now you're muted, Michael.
Thanks, sorry. Board, any questions of Lauren?
None okay. For me.
All right. Seeing none, then I don't show any members of the public on the call. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
This is Brandon Blazer. Motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Brandon.
Steve, I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Great. That's unanimous. All right, next up, board meeting minutes from our January 26th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I've reviewed and I can motion to approve.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, if you want to take the financial expenditures and then the quarterly financials.
Yes. All right. Did that share my screen?
It did. Could you enlarge it just a little?
I think I'm on the wrong side. Just 1 second, Michael.
Okay.
All right. Can you see the payment listing?
Yep. Now we can. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. So we've got the payment listing here for Q1. January 1st through March 31st. Total expenditures were $4,057,203.61. I won't go line by line here, but most of these are the project fund requisitions for capital outlay. And then the biggest payment here is that bond interest payment from March for $1.7 million. Any questions I can answer on any of these?
Okay. Laura,
Okay.
if you could go on, we'll cover both of them with one motion then.
Perfect. So again, this is for Q1 financial statements. We'll start with the balance sheet here. So total assets at March 31st were just over 5.8 million, with $256,377 in the general fund, just over 3.3 million in the debt service fund, and just under 2.2 million in the capital projects fund. Accounts payable at March 31st was just over 34,000. Then we do have this due to other funds of 82,000. This represents the payments from the capital projects fund that should have been made from the working capital fund. So we just have a due to other funds here. Moving on to the general fund for Q1, interest income totaled just over 2.3 thousand. Total expenditures so far are just over 11,000 for accounting and legal costs. So our ending fund balance in the general fund is currently at just over 146,000. So moving on to the debt service fund, we do have property tax income of just under 42,000 that has come in, and then interest income at 42,500. On the expenditure side, we just have that bond interest payment that we saw on our payment listing. So our ending fund balance is just over 3.3 million. And then in the capital projects fund here, interest income just over 34,000 with our capital outlay expenditures of 2.3 million. So our ending fund balance is just under 2.2 million in the capital projects fund. Any questions on the Q1 financials today?
All right, thanks, Lauren. So what I would need board then is a motion to approve the 2026 Q1 financial statements and the expenditure listing.
This is Bryce Baker, so moved.
Thanks, Bryce.
Steve, second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I just threw up, this is the resolution that approves the budget amendment. So it's the same resolution as what you see every year when we adopt the budget. This is just adopting that budget amendment that Lauren just went through. So if there's no questions, could I get a motion to approve resolution 2026-02?
Yeah, this is Steve. I move to adopt resolution 2026-02.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon. I second that.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Steve and Jason, if you guys will look for a share file document, I'll send it to you two to get signed. So, all right, let me stop sharing, put back up the... So next up, we need to talk about the conflict of interest disclosures. So...
Hey, Michael, can you cover the insurance first, please?
Yes, I just didn't see it on. I wasn't sure if we were. So, board, we get our insurance through Utah Local Government's Trust. Currently, we have a $5 million liability cap. So that was what was required when we first got the insurance through the trust. And that was really the lower limit that they had at the time. So they wanted to increase the premium from $3,500 to $5,000. We asked them, hey, is there a way we can keep that down? They said that, yes, if we went to the $2 million liability cap, that we could. So you know the new districts that they're insuring only have the $2 million cap. So we talked about it, Matt and I and Tyler, and we all feel comfortable at going down to the $2 million mark. We just wanted you guys to know and make sure you guys were good with going down in order to keep the premium the same. You guys good?
Yeah, so my understanding of that was we went with the minimum policy that was allowable under law when we did the initial PID. It's allowed to be dropped lower now than what it was before, and so we're reducing down to the lower limit. Is that correct?
Yeah, and to keep the premium down. That's the reason why. And really, when you think about it, there is no real liability to the district. I mean, we have governmental immunity. The issue became if somebody were to get hurt, let's say on the site, who would they come after? So, with the governmental immunity that the district has, we just did it. And that's what the trust had as their minimum price was the 5 million at the time. They've now come down because they recognize what PIDs do and what liability there is. We still have the officers and directors insurance. The errors and omissions is still part of that. So it covers you guys as the board members. So that's why we feel comfortable going down. So as long as you guys are good, then we'll go ahead and do it.
You're
Okay.
saying this limit applies both to officers and more of a commercial general liability? Is that
It's both, Steve.
okay?
Yeah, it covers both. All right, so we'll go ahead. Next thing, state legislature came out with new conflict of interest disclosure forms. It's the same form that they have to fill out. They're a lot more detailed than what we've had in times past. So we'll need to do it every year. If Tyler hasn't sent it out already, he will send them out. So we need to get them as soon as we can. I mean, it's not dire, but get them to us as soon as we can. There's a window, January 1st to January 31st every year that we'll need to do them. So the plan would be in our December board meetings to send those out as a reminder, but then also send what you have done. That way it's easy. We can just shift it over to the new form. But they're requiring it. It's part of the statute now. So just so you guys know, that's going to be coming. And then I think we talked about it before, but they also changed where the anchor location needs to be for the district. It needs to be inside of the district or within the govern or within the sponsoring entity of the district. So we're working out with South Salt Lake in order to use one of the rooms or even one of their staff members in order to do it. If I need to go over there to sit in one of the rooms, I will. I might reach out to one of you guys to see if you guys have any space on site or somebody that's over there all the time. Or I'm going to talk to Eliza over there at their economic development office and see if she has somebody that could just log on. So that's going to be the plan going forward. I don't want you guys to worry about it. So we'll take care of that from our end. But just so you know, we'll have one additional person join every meeting. So you guys have any questions for us? Okay. I'm going to push Matt. I talked to Tyler this morning as well to get on the board makeup. So hopefully by next board meeting, we can have that taken care of. So, okay. If there's nothing else, last thing would be a motion to adjourn.
This is Brandon. I motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Brandon.
Second, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.